Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Let's start things off on a positive note tonight, shall we? A couple of encouraging signs as I made my way around Metro Atlanta, one of the few essential employees here at the station. I have free reign around the city of Atlanta. It's Mark Arum, by the way. Went to Publix this morning after the show. Plenty of everything.
Yeah.
Except toilet paper. But the deli was open. Yeah. I had fried chicken at 9:30 in the morning. It was phenomenal.
Did you fight over it with another white guy?
I did not fight over it with another white guy. There's plenty for all races to go around. The sushi guy was making sushi.
Yeah.
Everything was full except for toilet paper. I went to my local Publix. It was fantastic. Apparently, though, there is a line to get in. When they opened at 8 a.m., I was there at 9:30 and the rush was
really?
Gone. Yeah.
Weren't they doing like a special hour for senior shoppers?
Yes, most places now are. I don't think it's every day, but a couple of days a week.
That's a good idea.
Great idea. I was very, very encouraged by that. The fact that Publix had the fried chicken ready at 9:30 a.m., that makes me think everything's all right with the world. Because I was like, oh, what are the odds they could have the fried chicken ready at 9:30?
Is that what you specifically went for?
Yes. I was craving it for some reason this morning, probably because of the
call
last night.
That's why.
So that was an encouraging sign number one. Encouraging sign number two, driving in this afternoon, I have never seen more people walking around city of Atlanta. Like people just done being at home. They're walking dogs. They're walking their kids.
On their bikes, taking a jog.
I can't go to the gym anymore, so I had to go for a walk this morning, which was weird.
It felt like Mayberry. Like just everyone, like the neighbors waving to each other.
It's Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. What was that movie? Pleasantville?
Yeah.
You remember that movie, Pleasantville?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
It was like I was in Pleasantville.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, some guy was breaking into a car. He waved at me.
Man?
Hey, have a great day. He's got the Jimmy Rod trying to get in there. It's like everyone was like out and about. So I'm encouraged. You heard Governor Kemp here on WSB Radio give us the update. No big news from the press conference that I could discern, except that he is not going to mandate business closures statewide. He's not doing that yet. He's leaving that door open, but he's not doing that. But locally, the city of Atlanta has now announced that restaurants, bars, gyms, all closed. You can still get takeout at restaurants, but you can't go in. Like Longoria, you can't go into La Perea anymore.
Right,
you can get takeout from there. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of a game changer. And one of the stories that really made me just like, I don't want to say chuckle, but scratch my head. You guys know what GameStop is?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
No idea.
No idea? To explain to Chuck what GameStop is.
Where you can go buy video games.
It's a video game store.
Oh, all right.
Nintendo,
I'm glad that you don't know what GameStop is.
I don't play video
games. Yeah. See, he's too busy doing hard work, Longoria. He doesn't have time to.
In the name of the store, GameStop.
Yeah. Anyway, so GameStop has told employees to ignore government shutdowns. So GameStop nationally has sent out emails to their stores nationally and said, listen, I don't care if your local government says you have to shut down. You are an essential business.
Oh, stop it.
Yes, you have to stay open. Now, I don't know what's going to happen case by case locally. Like, I mean, just Mayor Bottoms didn't say GameStops need to close down. She didn't close businesses down. She just closed restaurants, bars. But I'm sure there's some local jurisdictions that have closed all businesses.
Yeah.
GameStop's like, we're essential.
Yeah.
You know, like,
we'll take the hit.
Yeah, exactly. We'll pay the fine. And I guess in these.
Do people linger in them, though? Or could you just go in?
Oh, yeah. If you've ever had to go in there, those people are there for. Because it's not just games. They sell other, like, game, those little pop figures and collectibles.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's kids and
parents. Last time I was there was, like, 2004.
No, there's all kinds. And they have games that you can test.
Yeah, and if they have a game that's coming out, like, at midnight, there's a line around them.
Oh, that I've seen, yeah.
Those people self-isolate anyway.
But, listen.
That's true.
They have no choice. Gamers self-isolate anyway. But, I'm not going to argue with GameStop, considering that 85% of the population is now stuck at home, right?
That was part of their statement. I just saw this.
What did the statement say,
Chuck? Yeah, they said, due to the products that we carry and enable the enhancement of our consumers, the consumer experience and the fact that everybody will be working from home. We believe GameStop is classified, should be classified as an essential retail and therefore able to remain open during this time.
Essential. So I understand that, and I'm not arguing with them.
But you can download all those games on your console. Like, I can just
download. You don't need to go in there.
Yeah, right? I don't need to go in there and buy the physical.
You don't have to do the physical disc. Game anymore?
Mm-mm.
Like Fortnite or whatever the kids are playing?
I can just download it on my PlayStation and pay PlayStation.
But is that the special edition with the limited edition collectible?
That's the only difference is
nerds.
That you don't get that.
I'm not going to argue with GameStop. I think there might not be another time in human history where GameStop is essential.
That's just true. They're taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's like you're an essential employee. You get to take advantage of being able to go wherever you want to. Right
Any
now.
Other time of the year, I am not an essential employee. But right now, under a pandemic circumstance, I'm considered.
Isn't that scary that we're all essential employees?
Yeah, it does. It's very troubling. Yeah. Not just us, but other people that I see in the building.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like you?
Yeah. Like you're really?
You don't think they should have that same.
Yeah. You're essential. So here's what I want to start off. What in these times of crisis, in the pandemic time, what do you personally, folks, think should be an essential business that should be remaining open? No matter what the government says, what are some essential businesses that should be able to remain open despite closures of just about everything else? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And I know, Deb Green, we were talking last night during the show, your gym has now shuttered its doors.
Yeah.
Is that do you consider that an essential business?
I mean, I like to go to the gym. I really can't. It's not the same to work out at home.
Sure.
I don't know if it's essential, but it's definitely, I know it's part of people's daily routine.
Absolutely. But I would imagine that's a germ fest though, right? Gyms have to be germy.
Yeah, but they put up this whole thing when everything started about cleaning, and you did see people in there all day long just wiping stuff down.
Yeah.
Having not been in a gym
since 1991, how far apart are like the ellipticals from each other? Is it a safe distance?
No, they're not. They're you'd have to do like every other machine if you wanted to do the social distancing, which nobody was doing. It made me angry to go to another machine. I'm like, really, dude?
They were sitting right next to
you.
Yes. Yeah, understood. All right, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. In these times of pandemic, what do you consider an essential business that should remain open? Bradley, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Are you hanging in all right? Everything okay in that Bradley household?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I was just calling to say collision centers. I work in the collision center industry and came across a thing. I wish this happened yesterday. I would have called in yesterday, but came across a thing that we had a rental car. Two rental cars, actually, one from Enterprise and one for our shop, come in, and the people who had it tested positive.
Oh, so are you guys quarantined now or what?
I have no clue. I just found this out. I am one of the drivers there. I deliver vehicles.
I would think, I think if any businesses do stay open, you need to be wearing masks, you need to be wearing gloves, et cetera. But I think anything automotive, gas stations, essential. They need to be open. Collision shops, sure. Oil change places, right? I think anything automotive, if people do have to travel, they need to get to that. So I would say automotive genre should be an essential business. Shawnee's in Dawsonville. Shawnee, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, I think they added me to the hell of the phone call because I could hear the whole thing. But anyway, I was going to mention Atlanta Motorsports Park because they have public go-karting because everybody's trapped in their homes and everything, and now's a good time to get out there and drive some go-karts.
The only drawback on that would be you'd have to really, really – once someone got out of the go-kart, and they're very fun, I agree with you, you'd have to sanitize the heck out of that thing, like the steering wheel, the shifter, the seats, everything. I don't know if I'm not going on now. If I'm the Corona czar of Metro Atlanta, I'm not saying that's essential. It's fun, but playing pool is fun. You can't have a pool hall open right now, right?
Yeah, no. Well, I don't know. I guess you can.
I mean, they closed all bowling alleys, and I feel like that's in the same vein.
Yeah, but again, I think bowling alley, anything, if you've survived a bowling alley this long.
Yeah, if you frequent one of those,
you're okay.
You might be okay.
And you're using your own ball, too. At a bowling alley?
Don't you just grab one off of the shelf there and see if it fits?
I don't have a bowling ball.
Yeah, I guess the same thing with pool sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think either of those are essential. bowling alleys or pool halls. That's not an essential business that needs to stay open during a pandemic. Christian's up next on the program. Hey, Christian.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling to say they need to leave the liquor stores open.
Yeah, that's the thing. What I thought was funny was, so Mayor Bottoms announced this basic closure of bars and restaurants, but she's trying to. People are asking, like, what about liquor to go? Like, can you get, like, if you go to your favorite steak place, Longoria, and get a T-bone to go, can you get liquor with that? And I'm like, who's going to get a glass of scotch from a restaurant when you could just go to...
I think it's bottles of wine, because certain restaurants sell bottles of wine like that.
I was just getting like a...
I don't think they're going to give you a cocktail glass.
Yeah, I want the shepherd's pie and a beer to go.
Well, some pizza joints give you beer.
Yeah, but what kind of consumer is going to spend $5 for a beer when you can go to the package store and get... You know what I'm saying?
Could you imagine getting good scotch in a little to-go cup? Like a little Dixie cup?
Yeah.
With a little top on it?
Yeah, with a little mini straw. That didn't make sense. Like, you can get liquor alcohol elsewhere. You don't need to get it from the restaurant. Marco's up on the Mark Arum Show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mark? Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
So listen, two things actually. One thing is the unemployment office. You know, they're closed now. They're not, because I'm out of work right now, and I was, trying to see what the unemployment office was doing about this whole thing. And they're shut down.
Can you do that stuff online? I would think.
I mean, you can if you're already in the system, you can. But say like if you're out of work,
a new dude.
Yeah, if you're new and you're like, hey, I'm this coronavirus is messing me up. I need some help.
Yeah.
They can't help you.
Interesting. And, well, we got to sort that out for sure. Good thing Longoria, Loti, and Deb are all in the system already for unemployment. Not that anything's going to happen to you guys and your jobs. I'm just saying.
I hope not.
You're already in the system. GameStop claims that they are an essential business and should stay open through the coronavirus outbreak. What other businesses do you deem essential and should remain open at all times? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show, 626, 79 degrees on Peachtree Street. Am I wrong? That's a 7 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter, by the way. Does spring start today? Is it spring?
11:50.
My A.M.?
P.M. Start?
P.M. Oh, it starts tonight at 11:50.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, my car was covered in pollen, so it certainly looks like spring already. GameStop declares themselves an essential business in these troubled times. What do you think should be deemed essential businesses during the coronavirus outbreak? Wayne is in Marietta. Wayne, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, buddy?
Grateful, Mark. Thank you so much.
What should be essential, do you think? What businesses?
Well, someone stole my first one. With all the new homeroom teachers we have teaching today, wine has become an absolute necessity for survival.
Indeed.
I'm surprised they haven't expelled students. But on a serious note, three critical ones. With all of our healthcare workers, emergency workers, child care is so essential for them at this time. Second one, or two and three, would be your local food bank. There's a lot of children with food insecurity who are out of school right now. Please remember them in this time. And the local blood bank, definitely people need that in this time of crisis.
Absolutely right. I think Freddie Freeman or Matt Ryan and or Jeff Francoeur donated to the food bank. So if you can donate, Longoria, I know you stocked up on, how many pounds of ground meat do you have?
25.
25 pounds of ground meat.
My wife.
Cut 10 of those off and bring them to the food bank. Cody's in Athens. Cody, real quick, what do you have, buddy?
Hey, guys. Just want to tell you something that, for me, that is essential because, I work there, is I'm working at a major hardware retailer, and
we have saw
a huge influx.
Absolutely. For a number of reasons, because, there's essential items, right? Actually, I got to go pick up something on the way. My carbon monoxide detector died, so I need to get a new one. So you got essential items like that, but everyone's stuck at home. I'm sure you're getting honey-do projects, Longoria, like, hey, fix this porch, and Chuck, that stone is loose.
So many projects.
So I like that. Hardware stores, home improvement stores, definitely essential in these times of woe. What other businesses do you deem essential during the coronavirus outbreak? 404-872-0750 on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. It's the Mark Arum Show on 95.5 WSB.
This is Josh Wolf, and even though he's a New York Giants fan, go ahead and listen to the Mark Arum Show.
Got a couple of developments here, coronavirus related. One good, one bad. The first, let me give you the bad. This is from a tweet from Fox Brothers Barbecue. We all know and love Fox Brothers Barbecue. Quote, today was one of the hardest days we've ever faced. These photos are just some of the greatest asset we have, our team. We have an amazing team today. And today we had to lay off over 130 members of their team. Wow, that is bad news.
To lay them off?
Yeah, that's awful. I would imagine they would still be doing good business takeout-wise. I mean, Fox Brothers is the creme de la creme when it comes to barbecue. That's the bad news. Good news, let me get a little breaking news sounder there, Longoria.
Where
this awful off of Twitter. Breaking, Bank of America will allow borrowers to pause their mortgage payments during coronavirus with these caveats. This is on a case-by-case basis, so it doesn't automatically happen. I guess you have to apply for this. And the second caveat is the payments will be added to the end of their loan if you still have to pay it later. So I don't know, a little good news, bad news there. Essential businesses. I would have said Fox Brothers was an essential business. GameStop thinks they are. They emailed all their locations around the country. Even if the government tells you to close, do not close your doors because GameStop is an essential business during the coronavirus outbreak. I see their point. Everyone's stuck at home. Why not start playing video games? What do you think should be deemed an essential business during these trying times? 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Dale's in Lilburn. Dale, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Listen to you every day.
I appreciate it, brother.
I own a, we're in Mountain Park area, Lilburn, and we own a power equipment store, lawn equipment store. And with everybody being off at work, we're hoping that they're all out in their yards.
Well,
it's a yard spruced up for spring.
Springtime, that's absolutely right. Get out and do the yard work. And this is a fine time to recommend Ashley Frasca's new gardening show, Green and Growing. Heard Saturday mornings. Let me hit that bell again. 6 to 9 a.m.
Yeah, we listen to that Saturday mornings on the way to work, too.
There you go. I would think, I would think anything home-related right now. Plumbers, like, oh, my goodness. Like, that is the that plumbers are going to – there's – I mean, Armageddon could come, and plumbers need to be an essential – so I think that those businesses should stay. Electricians, plumbers. I mean, people are going to be at home for 23 hours a day. You're going to find a lot of stuff wrong with your home that you might not have noticed if you were out working all the time, Longoria. So I pity you, Longoria. You're going to have a lot of stuff to do
around
the house.
Well, I'm still stuck here at work.
That's true.
That's my
true.
Excuse.
Exactly.
I got to go to work every day. Sorry.
I'm an essential employee, Leslie. Greg is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was thinking, what about a drive-in movie theater?
Are there any left?
Exactly. I don't know.
There used to be the Starlight. Thinking,
yeah, I don't even know if that's still. I'm 46 years old, and I've never once been to a drive-through movie theater. Have you been through one, Olgari? Been to one?
I think so.
Yeah. Deb Green and growing up in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. We had one in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I was probably stuffed in the trunk somewhere, you know, to sneak us in.
There was an old one about a mile from my house, but it closed. And that became our party spot. It was like this big
old drive-in theaters were the best place to go hang out.
And I remember we went in there. We broke into the building. I mean, it was abandoned. This wasn't like,
you weren't breaking the law.
Yeah, I mean, we probably were, but there were old, and we didn't. I don't know why we burned the things. There was old reel-to-reel films.
Oh no!
And like I remember Star Wars being one of the films that was there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's probably worth $1.5 million.
Way to go.
But they burn so fast. Like, we'd build bonfires and we'd just throw film on there. We'd have clam bakes. It was fun. It was fun. The old drive-in theater.
You burned an old Star Wars.
I know. You know what? It probably wasn't
me.
It probably wasn't
right,
me. Sure. I think it was EJ. Jim is in Marietta. Jim, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks. You know what you can't do without in Atlanta this spring? It's a doggy daycare. We do grooming. We bring your dog in from the car. You don't even have to get out of your car. But a lot of dogs need exercise with people working out of their home, homeschooling. You don't want your puppies.
Now, the grooming I could see. Like, absolutely, I could see the grooming. But as far as the daycare, I mean, I would imagine that portion of the business is going to suffer since everyone is at home and they really don't need to drop their dogs off anywhere.
Oh, on the contrary, I got like 4 or 5 healthcare workers. They're real frazzled. When they come home from overtime at the hospital or the doctor's places, they do not want to go walking their dogs. So they are thankful that their dogs come home happy and tired.
Interesting. I know my Bosco. So Maya's been home now. She's a teacher. She's teaching from home. And my dog Bosco, she's 14. She's got her routine. She sleeps when I do. So like in the middle of the day, and she's used to being home alone in the middle of the day. And now that Maya's home all the time, she's really mad. Like, you could tell. She's like, why are you still here? Like, this is, I don't know what she does when we're gone.
Yeah.
But she's.
But you're interrupting it.
She's clearly perturbed that she doesn't get her alone time anymore. She's looking at Maya like, why go do something? It's pretty funny. Like, she's not used to someone always being home. Blake's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Blake.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, brother?
Landfills and transfer stations are very essential.
Give me an example of what you're talking about.
I work at a transfer station in Jackson County, and, you know, we have to take people's trash to dispose of it. And if we're out of business, your trash is going to be in the streets like California.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, no one's shutting down that, right? I mean, that's like a utility. Yeah, that's I think you're pretty safe there. Heather's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Heather.
Hey,
what do you think? Yes.
For us ladies, please don't close our hair salons.
I wonder if they're struggling. I got my hair cut on Sunday, and the guy that runs the shop came in at noon. He said, "You're our 12th haircut today. Normally by noon on a Sunday, we've done 50.
The one by my house is pretty busy.
What about nail salons? Like, there's no social distancing in nail salons, mm-hmm. right? Ladies getting their nails done. And there's always been that, like, you catch stuff at nail places, too, sometimes. Like, they've done exposés on that. I wonder if they're going to get shut down. What do you deem to be an essential business during the coronavirus outbreak? GameStop thinks they are. 404-872-0751, 800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. It's the Mark Arum Show on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Via the Piccadilly text line from my mother, she says the hair and nail salons in my hometown are now closed. So there you go. Non-essential, apparently, in Torrington, Connecticut. Chris is in McDonough. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Mark. How about yourself?
Excellent. What's an essential business in these trying times?
So I work for a company called Lineage Logistics. We're a cold storage warehouse chain across the country. We actually supply about one-third of the food that is eaten across America.
Oh, wow. How big are those facilities?
Millions of square feet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think there's about five or six in Georgia alone.
What's your favorite frozen food, Chris, since you're in the business?
Oh, good Lord. I'd say any of the ice creams.
Oh, ice cream. You're going sweet treat. I'm going Hungry Man dinner. The Hungry Man dinner with turkey, mashed potatoes. That's my fair. I went to the only reason I'm talking about this because there were plenty of frozen food items available today at my local Publix, Longoria.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
Where shopping is a pleasure. Yeah, I would say cold food storage is an essential business. Dave's in Canton. Dave, welcome to the show, my friend.
Dr. Arum, how are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Good. Hey, liquor stores. I kind of agree with that, but if they have to be essential, you may have a bigger issue to deal with. But anyway, I stocked up, no problem. What about people that don't have wash machines, laundromats?
It's so funny you said that. So tonight, before I came on the show, I dropped off my dry cleaning. And, of course, I haven't done laundry since 1993. And I dropped off my fluff and fold dead in there. Dead. I'm freaking out. But you think about it. Like, if 80% of the people that normally go to, like, business-type offices don't have to go.
Yeah.
They don't have to get their clothes dry cleaned anymore.
Do you have a washer and dryer at all?
I do,
place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maya does her stuff.
That's so weird. You don't take her stuff to the
I asked her, no.
fold or
she,
whatever.
She won't wash your stuff?
She offered. I'm like, why? Why? I don't want you to do extra work. Okay. I'm supporting a local business here.
Yeah.
I've been doing this since...
She's going to be your wife soon.
Since 1996, I've been taking my clothes to these people.
I'll save you so
freaked
much
out.
Money.
They freaked out. One time, Maya picked up my dry cleaning. The next time I went in, they're like, is she going to start washing your clothes? I'm like, no. You guys are good. We're fine. Aaron is in Noonan. Aaron, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Excellent. What's an essential job, man?
You know how long I've been trying to play Millennial Mash Game?
I know. It's temporarily postponed because of coronavirus. I'm so sorry.
Gotcha. But, okay, so think about this. I know utilities, you think, they wouldn't go. But Atlanta Gaslight. Because without Atlanta Gaslight, there's no food for anybody in Atlanta. Because... everybody runs off gas.
No food, no hot showers, no nothing. Yeah, I think utilities are safe. But I'm talking about more of like, I'm not going to call GameStop frivolous, but yeah, it's frivolous. Like, what's things like that. Now, the question about liquor stores, is it going to get to the point where you have to like go up to the door and say, I want a case of Bud? and the guy comes out and gives it to you, you know.
It's going to be like after hours when you go to the convenience store and you're just in the window.
Exactly. What, welcome to Longoria's Liquor Store. How can I help you? I want to get some Cuervo and a bottle of Absolute. All right, slide your credit card under the glass window. that could we get to that point for sure. Julian is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Julian.
Good evening, Mark. How are you doing?
Excellent, my friend.
All right, I want to run this idea by you. Obviously, I'm in the pool industry, and my season is actually approaching. So I'm thinking, I don't know how the government would view that, but I know without a doubt that they need to open up the public pools.
I don't think they have to open them. I don't know. Maybe. I think the home pool business, especially if people have to stay at home, they're going to want to spend time in their pools.
And chlorine kills viruses.
Chlorine kills viruses. But I don't think the public pools are going to be open, do you think? Mm. Oh, you're a swim dad. What do you think?
Yeah, they closed our swim classes.
All right, good. Kevin's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Kev.
Hey, I'm thinking about all the guys that don't have families with them or kids, and they're just sitting alone in their apartment somewhere. I'm thinking Pornhub might be an essential business.
I don't think we're shutting down anything online. Chuck says that is not the best site, by the way. If you want to call back, Chuck will give you better sites to spend your free time. Via Alyssa on Twitter, Deb Green, good news. The Starlight Drive-In is still open.
You have enough social distancing there.
I would think.
Yeah, like, yeah you're in your own car. Yeah.
But can you have someone in your car, though?
Sure.
If you came with them, right? Like, you just can't invite somebody else.
Yeah, no strangers.
Right, like, your kids, you're fine.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to some of my friends around the country. New York, Seattle, Los Angeles. See how things are going in those other big metropolitan areas. Plus, what are some essential businesses that should not be closed down due to the coronavirus? On Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. It's the Mark Arum Show on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you.
Welcome to the show and a good Thursday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard live in Atlanta and all across the nation now in Orlando, Jacksonville, Tulsa, and Dayton. My whole family is here. Deborah Green produces the show. Shlongoria, the stoic Eskimo on the other side of the takeout window. Low T Chuck screens your calls. Continue to cover coronavirus here. I've been baffled by this story. GameStop. If you're not familiar with GameStop, it's basically a game rental place, purchase place. You buy video games. They sent out an email and a letter to all of their stores nationwide that said, even if the government says close your doors, don't do it, because GameStop considers themselves an essential business here during the coronavirus outbreak. And I was just wondering what you thought about that. And what do you think is an essential business right now? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I mentioned we're broadcasting in Orlando, Jacksonville, Tulsa, Dayton, and Atlanta. And I got a pretty firm grip about what is going on with the coronavirus outbreak in those cities. But It's all across the world, right? So what I did was I tapped into my vast resource of sources, actually just my brother and my friends, and they're joining us across the country. We'll start with my brother Richard in Seattle. He is joined by Teddy in L.A. and Scratchy in New York City. Gentlemen, thanks for joining the Mark Arum Show. How are you, my friends?
Thanks for having me. Mark, nice to hear your voice.
Likewise. Richie, put the phone up to your mouth, buddy.
You hear that?
Yeah, there we go. All right, we'll start with you in Seattle, because Washington State has been the hardest hit. What's it been like in Seattle the last couple of weeks dealing with the coronavirus?
Well, yeah, we're sort of the epicenter in a sense in the country.
Hey, Schmezball, put the phone next to your mouth.
How's that?
Better. Now keep it there. Go ahead.
All right. So we've sort of been like the epicenter in the country. So basically, we've just been dealing with it longer. So I think the stuff that's been happening around the country, we were just dealing with it a few weeks ago. So closures and, limiting numbers of people gathering, that kind of thing.
All All right, Rich, I'm going to put you on hold. Actually, I'm going to hang up on you. And then, Chuck, call him back, because for some reason I could barely hear what he was saying. So, Richie, hang up. We're going to call you back. Scratchy's in New York City, which New York now has the most coronavirus cases. What's been going on in the Big Apple, buddy?
It's real quiet here. I live in Queens. My family, I was in Manhattan today, down in the financial district. Most stores are closed. All the retail places are got the gates down. Hardly any traffic. It's pretty wild.
Did you take the train into the city or did you drive into the city?
No, I took the subway in. Did not have a problem getting a seat this morning, I'll tell you that much.
Emptiness, huh, on the subways?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically the only people on the subways are construction workers, which I'm surprised all the construction projects are still going like gangbusters. I thought they would have shut that down, but they haven't. So you got construction workers, people in scrubs, so they're going to doctor's offices. And then homeless, of course.
I'm surprised you took the subway. I would, with coronavirus spreading as fast as it is in New York City, I would think to put me in a closed tube like that, I don't know if I would do that, Scratch.
Yeah, I didn't touch anything. You know, I had my gloves on. I had a seat, so I made sure I didn't touch any railings or anything. And then as soon as I got to the office, I was just scrubbing my hands for the 20 seconds like you're supposed to. So.
What's going on in La La Land, Teddy? How are things in L.A. with the coronavirus?
You know, it's kind of rapid fire here now. It was very slow in the beginning, like everywhere else. But last Thursday, they told us, you know, schools are going to be closing for a little bit. And, you know, people started going crazy at the grocery store, et cetera. And now it's turned into, oh, it looks like school is going to be done for the year. And everything's just happening so fast. And things are turning around real quick. It's funny, Scratchy mentions construction because I'm putting an addition on my house.
No kidding.
Perfect timing, obviously. And yesterday or 2 days ago, the guy said to me, listen, you know, we've been taking money from you little at a time. We do the foundation. We do this. We do that. They're like, we need to get all the materials like today just in case everything shuts down. So we need a big chunk of change for you to go buy everything. And I'm like, wow, I never even thought of that.
That breaks up my next question. We'll go back to my brother, Richard, in Seattle. So you've been dealing with this longer than anyone, Rich. Are you still dealing with long lines at the grocery stores? Are you still dealing with shortages on hand sanitizer and toilet paper? What's the scene like now in Washington?
Yeah, I think since we got a little bit more of a head start, so now it's probably not as bad. But yeah, the stores have been pretty cleaned out of sanitizer, toilet paper. I happen to have had plenty to begin with, so I was all right.
You're still good.
But yeah, I went into a store yesterday and certain, you know, things like pasta and beans have been gone for weeks.
Pasta and beans. All right, so that's what they're eating out in Seattle. What about in L.A., Ted? Is still plenty of food at Ralph's, which is the big store out there?
Everything's bare. Everything. Costco, Ralph's, Whole Foods, whatever you can think of. It's just they have shortened hours, and if you want to get there early, you wait in line outside to let in, like, 20 people at a time. You get one this, one that, and then you got to be on your way. But it's pretty much bare if you go anytime other than the morning.
Loyal listeners of the show might remember Teddy's kids because I talked about the Piccadillys they have when they're in their eating habits. I know your kids are particular eaters. Is it a struggle now to put food on the plate that they enjoy?
We stocked up on spinach tortellini right in the beginning of this. we have one package left.
Scratch, what about you? Bars, restaurants closed in New York City. How are you feeding your family?
Bars, restaurants are closed. We had the run in the grocery stores happen last week. So last week was the sort of big mess. Over the weekend, you would walk in, places were totally destroyed, nothing left. Then they kind of restocked a little bit. Over the weekend, they caught up. And now we seem to have hit sort of a level where you can still walk in. I mean, New Yorkers are so used to just walking down the block and shopping for whatever they need that day. You know,
people, yeah.
New Yorkers, you know, we don't have the room to do big Costco runs. So it's a little bit more, you go day by day. So
what's the atmosphere in this? Is there panic? I don't want to say panic, but are people really, really worried about this in New York? Because it's so densely populated. There's so many people and the virus is spreading. Are you seeing a level of concern raise in New York?
Yeah, I mean,
it's weird. It's just really quiet. You know, there's not a lot of people out on the street. But, like, yesterday I've got two teenagers, and one of them was, like, dying to get out of the house. So yesterday afternoon we went to the playground at the school down the street, and there was a bunch of, you know, people out with their kids and families, and, you know, people are just trying to get out and burn off some energy. But there's a lot of people that I talk to, there's a lot more concern about the economic hit, you know? I mean, and like with New York being the center of the financial world, people are freaking out about that.
The big landmark in Seattle, Rich, is the fish market there. What's the name of that fish market?
Pike Market.
The Pike Place Market. Is that still open? Are they still selling fresh fish, et cetera?
You know, I haven't checked about Pike Market, but most other places have been closed. Space Needle closed weeks ago. All the biggest hit that I've seen in my personal circle, because so many of my friends are artists and actors and performers, and so all the theater companies have closed, all the arts institutions, and they did this weeks ago, you know, so people have been out of work. So many people in the restaurant business.
I think the biggest impact in Seattle right now is the cell phone service, which is just absolutely freaking horrendous. Rich, I'm gonna let you and your prepaid cell phone go, my friend.
All right,
I'll talk to you soon. Love you, buddy.
All right,
Richie doing the interview live under his couch. Seattle apartment. All right, we'll keep Teddy in LA and Sean in New York on. Teddy, you mentioned the schooling. So the kids are on spring break now, so you haven't had to do any of that homeschooling yet. What about you, Scratch? Have you had to do the homeschooling thing yet?
Yeah, I mean, my wife works in education, so by, you know, they announced Sunday night that schools were going to shut. By Monday morning, there was a schedule posted on the back of the door of who was supposed to be doing what when. So, you know, we've been doing it a little bit. The kids basically had this week off. But starting Monday, they're actually going to do New York City's rolling out distance learning. So, like, they had one of my kids had a dry run today with her teacher, you know, learning how to use Zoom and do conference calling. Technically, according to the mayor, on Monday, the schools are open again. They're just going to be virtual.
Really? Okay. Teddy, the beaches in Florida have been closed now because of the moronic spring breakers that went down there. What about the beaches on the West Coast? Can you still go to Santa Monica and Malibu, et cetera? Are those closed as well?
You know what? I honestly have no idea, to be honest with you. We haven't really ventured. That's actually one of the things we thought we could still do, just like, you know, not go in the water, but just keep our distance from everybody, but at least be out of the house. But I don't know, to be honest with you.
All right. Ted got his start as a server at California Pizza Kitchen. Are the CPKs still open?
Again, you know what? I've been holed up with my family. I have two little kids, and
I'm just busting
for me
chops.
And my wife,
yeah,
our families are so far away.
Yeah.
They're, you know, my family's in Connecticut, hers is in Chicago. If we get sick and we have to go, you know, we're on a respirator, ICU, in the emergency room or hospital or whatever, what are we going to do with our kids? Like, we have nothing. We can't do anything with our kids. So we're really just staying away from everybody. Just hold up.
Well, Miss Linda Lena will look after them. They'll be fine.
That's true. That's the
good.
Scary part.
Listen, Teddy, Scratch, I appreciate it. Guys, stay safe. If you need anything, you give me a holler. Let me know, okay?
You too. Wash your
hands. Take care. Scratch, just wash your hands. Appreciate it, guys. I will do that, Scratchy, by the way. I will wash my hands.
And floss your teeth.
That's right. Before you wash your hands, floss your teeth. Sorry, I just wanted to check in because we're in our bubbles here in Atlanta and Orlando, Jacksonville, Tulsa, Dayton. I just want to see, especially, I wish my brother didn't have such a crappy cell phone because that's
so funny.
We need to get him one for Christmas.
I'm pretty sure the cell phone he has is the one my dad provides him. So I think I should take this up
to
my dad.
It's an old flip phone.
Yeah, no, it's a smartphone. Oh, yeah, okay. It's a smartphone. It didn't sound very smart there. So I just wanted to check in there. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. GameStop declares themselves an essential business during these trying times of the corona outbreak. In your opinion, what is an essential business during these tough times? 404-872-0750, 1-800-972-8255, on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. It's the Mark Arum Show. Back after this.
News, weather, and traffic on the WSB radio app or on your smart speaker. Tell your Amazon Echo, Google Home, or HomePod, play 95.5 WSB and depend on it.
fast-moving coronavirus story. You get the very latest tomorrow morning on The Morning News. Mark Arum with you at your beck and call for another 36 minutes. Then Shelley Winter is going to take over. GameStop self-declares themselves an essential business. What do you think truly is or should be an essential business during the coronavirus outbreak? Joni joins us on the program. Hey, Joni, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, hey, it's Joey.
Oh, sorry. Chuck decided to put an N in there, Joey. How are you, Joey?
I'm fine, Mark, and thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
A business no one has thought about is a music store. And the music store where we sell strings, we sell reeds, and I'm not tacky enough to say who it is, but I will say I'm close to Tara Fine Jewelry. But during a time when everybody's in their house, people want to play their guitar.
As a former clarinet player for 3 weeks, I can assure you my mom would be very happy if I couldn't get a new reed for my clarinet. But for the musicians out there, yes, I will. I don't know if it's essential, but okay, get your reeds and your guitar strings. Eric's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Excellent, brother. What's cooking?
You are a genius, by the way.
About what?
And you're a genius. You mentioned going to, you know, foot salons and getting pedicures and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think of this. I'm a manly man, and I'm married to a beautiful woman for 18 years. But every year or so, we go and get pedicures. All of the women that are doing the pedicures have the mask.
Yeah, but I still think that because of the contact, the virus can spread through a lot of ways. I don't think nail salons are going to be open much longer. The foot salons. Longoria, when's the last time you got a pedicure?
Never.
I would pay to see that, by the way. Devin's in McDonough. Devin, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Oh, can you hear me, boss man?
Yeah, excellent, brother. What's going on?
All right. I say the construction industry in Atlanta, as far as especially the high-rise trade, there's so much that's generated from those jobs being built. I mean, just everywhere. I mean, it's just a lot of side jobs.
Yeah, I can't imagine any construction projects that are already underway are going to be nipped in the bud. I don't know about new stuff going on just because of the financial unsettlement out there, the unease. But I think, construction jobs.
Yeah, I still see construction going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Joey's incoming. Joey, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. We talked a couple of weeks ago about an idea of something that I think would be an essential that would be going forward. But rehab centers, I think that rehab centers should not close. I think that they're ultra essential.
Like physical rehab centers or like addiction kind of centers?
No, like addiction type stuff. Because I had read somewhere that some of the rehab centers were wanting to let their people go as a result of not wanting to congregate.
Well, that's the thing. Any sort of, we heard about what happened in Washington State in the retirement communities. What are they calling them?
Nursing homes.
Nursing homes. And that's because people are all living there. It's like dorm life, right? And I would think the rehab centers are the same way. I don't know if they can close them, but you got to be really, really precautious. And especially, I'm assuming those places, like nursing homes, have cafeterias where the people all come and eat together. No more communal dining right now with 400 people in a cafeteria, Longoria. Don't do it.
No more Piccadilly?
No more Piccadilly.
Oh.
Meanwhile, it's delayed the opening of the Juicy Crab, which replaced my Piccadilly.
That's a good place.
Still not open yet.
That's a good place.
Hustle up, man. Let's go. I'm going to break my coronavirus fast with the Juicy Crab on Howell Mill. When we come back, more of your calls. What do you think is an essential business during these troubling times? Plus, Little Sanjay with Would You Rather on The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. 23 in front of the hour. Mark Arum at your beck and call with the Bananas live in Atlanta. Broadcasting in Orlando, Jacksonville, Tulsa, and Dayton. Just a quick correction, Deb Green, executive producer of the show. Not all beaches in Florida are closed.
Private beaches are fine.
They closed the ones in Miami and in Walton County. Jacksonville, apparently.
St. Petersburg, Tampa area.
Jacksonville, you can go, but you have to go in groups of 10 or less. There are some beaches, though, but the Miami-Dade closed their beaches.
Yeah.
Walton County on the coast closed their beaches. Obviously, they're on the coast there.
I was going to say, most Florida's on the coast.
The Gulf Coast, sorry. So I just wanted to put a fine point on that. And, of course, my buddy Ted had no idea if the beaches in L.A. are open or not. So thank you, Ted. GameStop sent out an email to all of their employees nationwide saying, even if the government says shut down, don't, because you are essential right now to provide gaming relief during the coronavirus quarantine. What do you think some other businesses that might be essential should be allowed to stay open? 404-872-0750. Dan is in North Carolina. Dan, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, young man. How are you, sir?
Excellent. What's going on in North Carolina?
Well, I live in Canton, but it kind of dovetails into what I do for a living, and that's drive a truck.
Bless you and your compadres, my friend, keeping that supply chain going.
Yep. And there's one other one I thought of, and make it real quick. It kind of dovetails into the relief that GameStop says they apparently supply, and that's the adult film industry, because people are sitting at home and not a lot to do.
So do you think they're making new ones right now? I would imagine production stopped on those. Not that they really care about health-related matters, right? In that,
I think there's plenty to go around. I don't think they have to make new ones.
Well, but they have been making new ones.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I would think production has stopped. They stopped the Peaky Blinders, which is one of my favorite shows. They shut down production because of coronavirus.
They shut down production of pretty much everything.
Really?
Right now. Yeah. Anything local was already closed.
Except the Mark Arum Show. Production will not stop here. Russ joined us in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
How you doing, Russ? What's going on in Gainesville, buddy? Well, we lost Russ. Russ sent me an email. He had two female friends today, so he's probably preoccupied. 404-872-0750, 1-800, WSB Talk. Oh, we have no Sanjay. Is Sanjay getting screened right now? We'll get to him in just a second. Joey's in Buford. Joey, welcome to the show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on with you?
I'm just thinking a real important business would be what I'm in, and I'm a owner-operator, would be pressure washing for sanitizing the outside of the homes and playgrounds and stuff.
I think anything home-related right now, because people are at home 24 hours a day, that anything that they wanted to get taken care of is going to get taken care of. Like, they wanted to redo the bathroom, now's the time to do it. You heard my buddy Ted in L.A. He's building an addition onto his home. That was planned before the coronavirus outbreak. But I think anything, we need a new garbage disposable. Oh, we need a new faucet for the guest bathroom. I think any of that stuff is going to get taken care of. People's houses are going to look phenomenal after this outbreak. 404-872-0750,
1-800-972-8255. It's time now. For Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He's the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He's Big Sanjay, and he joins us every Tuesday and Thursday on the Mark Arum Show. How are you doing, pal?
My man, staying busy. Working from home like a boss.
So I heard Dunwoody shutting down businesses, restaurants. Is that impacting your establishment?
Yeah, Dunwoody shutting down dining, but we are taking out. You know, we're taking to the streets. We're gonna pick a neighborhood every day of the week, and we're gonna let them order and deliver it for free.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? We got to make the best of this situation.
All right.
Otherwise, Cafe at Far Dunwoody might close.
Yeah. tip of the hat to Cafe at Far Dunwoody. All right. So Sanjay's going to ask us unanswerable questions. We're going to answer them in the studio. I want you to play along at home. What's the first question, Sanjay?
All right. Number one, would you rather have the news only show good news or only show bad news?
Bad news, because if it's like, I'll give you an example, like the coronavirus. Like, if they didn't show the coronavirus, I couldn't be prepared for coronavirus. So, I want to know what's coming. Like bad news. Oh, there's a hurricane coming, Arum. Or there's, you know. So I want bad news. I'd rather bad news than good news.
Yeah, I'll take bad news because I can check out if it gets to be too much. But if I'm oblivious, like you said, then I'll be blindsided.
Normally, I would say ignorance is bliss. But sometimes, like if the media was not reporting coronavirus, Chuck would not be washing his hands as much as he is right now.
That's for darn sure.
Be spreading those germs. You want good news or bad news, Chuck?
Give me the bad.
Longoria?
Give me the bad, I guess.
Yeah, I think unanimous on that. That was a good question, though, Sanjay. What's the next one?
All right. Would you rather be twice as lucky or make twice as much money as you do right now?
Twice as much money. 100%. Deb Green, executive producer of the Mark Arum Show.
If I made twice as much money, I would be lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take twice as much money.
All right. Chuck?
I don't don't know. I don't make enough money to be
double. What you're making. Is it a game changer?
Not
huh?
really. No, I think I'll go twice as lucky and I'll play the lotto a little more often.
All right. So instead of one in 350 million,
yeah.
you'll have a two in 150 million right. chance. All
it's
right.
It's a chance, man.
you can't win chance. If you don't play, as they used to say in the New York lottery. Longoria.
Double my money.
Yeah, double the money.
Especially now. We don't know if we're.
Do you consider yourself a lucky guy?
No.
Generally?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, not overly lucky or anything, but.
Would you consider yourself more lucky or more unlucky?
I guess more unlucky.
Okay, Chuck, what about you? More lucky or more unlucky?
I'm definitely more unlucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I disagree with that.
Really?
Yeah. Because you have put, at least from my vantage point.
I see where this is
I
going.
And I say this with absolute love. You've put in minimal effort, right, in life.
I do.
You fell into an amazing marriage to an amazing woman. That's you got true. An amazing daughter.
Yeah.
You've got an amazing job. And literally, you just you rolled out of bed and fell into this magical life. So I agree with me.
You know what? You're right. Now, you put that in perspective.
You grew up wearing homemade overalls in Montana, and now you are a pillar of the community with an amazing family.
I'm one of those success stories about failing up.
Yeah, exactly. and to be fair, I'm in the same boat. 100% in the same boat. Yeah, I definitely consider myself lucky. What about you, Deb Green?
I will spare you my psychoses and just say unlucky.
Okay, fair enough. I will leave it there. Next question, Sanjay.
All right. Would you rather eat food from now on with the incorrect condiment always, like ketchup comes with your ice cream?
Okay.
Or give up condiments altogether. No more condiments.
I think the only condiment necessity I have right now currently off the cuff is ketchup with french fries. Like, I can get by with no other condiments. Duck sauce on my fried rice, I can live without. Mustard, I like, but I could live without. So I don't want the wrong condiment. Like, I don't want to put mayonnaise where it doesn't belong. So I'm going to go with a world with no condiment.
Where exactly is that, Mark?
Oh, mayonnaise doesn't belong in a lot of places, but I'm going to live in a world with no condiments. Deb Green, what are you doing?
My favorite flavor is plain, so get rid of all the
condiments. Get rid of all the condiments. Chuck?
Get rid of all the condiments. I cannot imagine mixing the wrong condiments.
Yeah, the wrong condiments.
That would just ruin it. So
it's bad news, Charlie.
I can deal without them.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I'd rather not have any at all than have to mix them with the wrong stuff.
So instead of
that would ruin things.
Instead of salsa on your chips,
right,
what would he be dipping it in there, Sanjay? What's the wrong condiment?
Mustard. Mustard.
Yeah, nachos with mustard.
That doesn't sound terrible.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too terrible.
I've eaten a spoonful of mustard before. Right.
Next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather each eye blink individually or mouth breathe forever?
Oh, gosh.
So when
you're awake and you mouth breathe?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
And what's the first one?
Like your eyes blink.
But they blink one at a time.
Like your right one blinks, then your left one blinks.
So you're winking.
Does the whole world do that or just
like
me?
You're winking.
Just you.
Oh, you look like a psycho.
Like that episode of Seinfeld where Costanza winks?
The grapefruit shot in his eye?
I'll go with the winking thing. I don't want to be known as a mouth breather.
Oh, mouth breathers. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah,
so, yeah, winking.
Wink. Chuck?
I constantly get in trouble for being a mouth breather for my wife, so I'll go to the blinking thing and be weird.
Yeah, she'd pick on you about that, though, for sure.
Yeah, I guess the blinking thing.
That'd look weird for me on TV, though.
That would be great.
It's like you're winking at everybody.
You'd have to, like, really hold your eyes open while you're doing it.
Just don't. I just not blink while I'm on the air. You got one more, Sanjay?
I got one more. Right. Would you rather have a month's supply of toilet paper and have barely any food or have a month's supply of food and barely any toilet paper?
Food and no toilet paper. I can cleanse myself via other means. I have in the past and I will in the future.
Yeah.
Wow. That
was a succinct answer.
Yeah, it sounds like you're running for office or something.
Yeah, that's my Sean Hannity solemn vow. Yeah.
I agree. I don't need as much toilet paper.
Yeah, but you're not even a foodie, though. Like, you don't even eat at all.
My husband does.
Okay. Chuck, food or toilet, whatever that he just said.
I assume this means I can't hunt my own food.
That's correct.
Ah, dang. Yeah, I'll take food and no toilet paper.
Yeah, I mean, we can clean ourselves other ways.
There's Sears catalogs.
Use his, what is it called? Bidet?
Yeah, you can use my bidet. Yeah,
Longori went all of 98 without wiping, so he can handle it. Believe it or not, folks, Sanjay is the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. He can do your taxes in Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma or Ohio. He is on Facebook. It's Brass Tax Accounting or Brass.Tax Online. Great job, Sanjay. All the best to the family, my friend.
My man.
Oh, by the way, I got your thank you note today, Sanjay.
Oh, you got some pictures too, didn't
you? I did. Hey, did you get my save the date card?
I got your save the date card.
All right, Longoria didn't get one.
He just gave it to me today.
Longoria is the only person that didn't get the save the date card. And how long did you get it ago?
Like your Uncle Art.
Yeah, my cousin Art didn't get one. Art and Sherry.
We got ours like 3 weeks ago.
So for 3 weeks, Longoria's thought I didn't invite him to my wedding. He's just been stewing in anger until I finally found out. We mailed it out. You just didn't get it. Sanjay, thanks, buddy.
My man.
All right, we're going to come back with your calls. And then Shelley Winter. Going to take over the microphone on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Coronavirus coverage continues next.
You may have to work from home, but who says you can't have your friends over? Listen to Eric Von Hessler, Eric Erickson, and Mark Arum live on your smart speaker. Tell your device, play 95.5 WSB.
Erickson had Kelly Loeffler. We had little Sanjay. I'm okay with that. Final segment of the show. We're back live with you again tomorrow night, folks. Mike joins us in Douglasville. Mike, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Excellent.
Well, Mark, I just wanted to tell you that I met you for the first time out at Fred's Barbecue out there in Lithia Springs about 2 years ago for the Toys for Tots.
How many yellow jacket dogs did I have in my mouth at the time?
Oh, man, you had a bunch of them, but you actually came into the camper and met me, my wife, and my family. And
oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And we lost him. I'm sorry, brother. Wayne is up next in the program. Hey, Wayne, what's going on?
Doing good, Mark. How about yourself?
Excellent. What's a business that should be deemed essential right now?
Service plumbers.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It could be the middle of World War III, and I'm going to need a plumber, I'm sure. Absolutely right. But here's the thing. So my buddy I went to high school with, he's an HVAC guy out in Indiana, and he is very, very nervous about going to some people's homes. He went in the other day, and this lady was coughing on him, and he was like, what the hell? So if you do have to go out there and do service calls, make sure you're protected, all right?
We do. We wear our gloves, and I haven't put masks on yet, but we do wear our gloves and keep the 6 foot distance.
There you go. I wonder if that T-shirt over the nose thing works.
I doubt it.
You know what I'm saying?
Still gets in your eyes, unfortunately.
I think it's the most effective way to do it.
Well, the masks, even if you have a mask.
Yeah, but they're saying like it still gets in your eyes. It's another way to get in.
I'm going to do my reports on TV tomorrow like this with just this thing.
People will freak out.
I have a huge nose.
Oh, you think they're going to panic the other day?
They don't think
you should have a respirator?
Yeah. Kelly's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how you doing?
What up, brother?
Not much. I work for a major cable company, and right now we are very busy making sure that communications is still up and running.
I wonder if all those people that cut the cord, you know, that all the millennials, I cut the cord. Now they're home, and they're like, all right.
Dang it.
Can I get my cable back? I really, really am bored right now.
Or they're trying
to
get every password to every streaming service.
Exactly, exactly. Chip's up next to the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, Chip?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, partner?
Excellent. What's cooking?
Okay, man, here's why I'm calling you. I won't mention any names of my business, but I'm in commercial truck sales, and we're one store of a 120 group nationwide heavy-duty truck sales and service organization. So we're the people that keep the the trucks going on the road.
Business good now or no? Is it slowed down?
No, the sales department has basically been shut down.
Yeah.
Service. We're not able to go out and make any premise visits. We're basically conducting all of our calls on the telephone.
Yeah.
It's actually affected some fairly large sales that I had lined up.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry. But if you see a trucker, if you know a trucker, give him a text. Pat on the back. Truckers are making sure all those stores are getting the stuff we need. So hug a trucker. Well, actually, I guess you can't hug a trucker. Virtual hug. Fist bump a trucker. Make sure you know the trucker, though. Don't just go up to a random guy in a trucker hat and give him a fist bump. Phil's up next on the program. What's going on, Philly?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. What's cooking?
Really happy here. I'm a local homeboy running Campbell's Soup up in Wisconsin. Really happy about it. Really happy to be a part of the system of getting food to people.
Campbell's Soup is a necessity.
It is. Everybody's got to have Campbell's soup. We've got tens of thousands of pounds of Campbell's soup. Really good.
Keep on trucking, my friend. That was one of the things locally here in Atlanta that went off. Chicken noodle soup. Because people assumed that they were going to get sick. And whenever you're sick, what do you want? You want chicken noodle soup. So that was one of the things that flew off the shelves. Longoria, let's do star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
We're going to give star of the show to my brother, Richard Arum, who, despite a poor cell phone connection, did his best to try to give us the update in Seattle. Full show tomorrow. Full show tomorrow, Deb Green confirms. So we'll be back on tomorrow. We will continue to conversate on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB. You can find me online there. Shelley Winter and gang coming up next. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.